Okay, we are picking up on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots that are one, two, three, four, six lines down from the top of the Amud Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. I apologize for being dressed up tonight. That's I was at my nephew's bow by Yom, and fortunately I was there for the part where I got to dance with the 12 and 13-year-old boys as opposed to when the food was being brought out that it was time to leave. So, you know, I had to wolf it down. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara's talking about, again, we're talking about when are you able to make a bari me'orei ha'esh, when you're able to when you're making Havdalah, what type of flame are you able to use? Where is the flame coming from? So the Gemara says that the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Nachri shehidlik miYisrael, if you had a non-Jew who lit a light from the light of a Jew, or viYisrael shehidlik miNachri, you had the Jew lit his candle from the non-Jew, so then you're able to mivrach nalav, then you're able to make a brach, you're able to use that flame for bari me'orei ha'esh and Havdalah. But Nachri miNachri, if you have that one non-Jew lit a candle for another non-Jew, and then the Jew wanted to use that to make the bracha of Bari Me'orei Ha'esh, you are not able to do that. So I'm going to ask, what's going on? What's the reason that we say that if a non-Jew lights from a non-Jew, that we said that the Jew can't make a bracha on it? Why? Because Mishum Delo Shavas, because the flame was not rested on Shabbos. So, if so, then why is it that if a Jew lights from a non-Jew's candle, why is it he's able to make a bracha on that? Halo Shabbos, the same thing. The candle, the flame was not resting on Shabbos. Remember we said last night that the whole purpose is you have to have a flame that was resting, that was not doing any malacha, any forbidden malacha on Shabbos. We said that, for example, if you had to light a candle for a chola, or you had to light for Sakana Sefashos or something where you were allowed to do that, then you would be able to use that to light Bar Mera Age because it was lit for a permitted reason. But we assume that when a non-Jew is doing it, it's for a non-permitted reason. So why is it that we say that if a non-Jew to a non-Jew, you can't make a brach on it because it didn't rest? The same thing if the Jew lights it from the non-Jew, it also didn't rest. And where it says, V'chi tema ha'chi sura azale, maybe you're going to give an answer that what's the reason why if a Jew lights from a non-Jew, he's able to use that candle to make a brach on it. Why? Because from the flame was lit. That was forbidden, okay? But now the flame is constantly renewing itself. So the usher portion has kind of like burnt off. It's gone. And now when the Jew's coming to make a bracha on the candle, this is like new light that's coming on now. So this is going to be considered to be like a permitted flame that you're using. So if you're going to say that, and that this flame is a different flame that the Jew's making the bracha on, and that the candle is, the flame is now being born, so to speak, in the hand of the Jew. So we learned in Brisa, Hamotzi shall have it, the halacha is on Shabbos, that in order to be chayv for doing an isser of hotzah on Shabbos, of carrying on Shabbos, you have to have where you pick something up in one rishus, in one domain, and you put it down in another domain. So he said, Hamotzi shall have it, if someone carries out a flame from a rishus hayachid, from a private area to a public area, chayev, so he's chayev for the isra of hotzah, for the malach of hotzah on Shabbos. So am I chayev? Why is he going to be chayev? Masha akar lo hiniyach, masha niyach lo akar. You have to have that you both picked up and put down the same object in order to be chayev the isra of hotzah. But if you're saying that the flame, that the forbidden flame burnt off, and now this is a new flame that's burning on right now, so why are you chayv for the isser of Shabbos, of carrying on Shabbos? The flame that you carried out of the private domain is gone, and now you're putting down something new. This is a new flame that you're putting down, so you don't have hanacha and akira, you don't have picking up and putting down the same object. So why are you going to be chayv? It must be then that obviously we don't say that concept, that the flame is new. So why is it that we say that if a non-Jew lights another non-Jew's candle, that the Jew is not able to use it for Havdalah, but if the Jew lights from a non-Jew's candle, he is able to use it. So Gemara says, "Le'olam dir sura nami isa." The truth is that the isra is also gone. That the reason why we say that you're able to do it is because you're making it on the additional flame that's there also. The isser part is there. It's not gone. It's still there. But in addition to it, there's also this new flame that was being born. And that new flame is what the Jew is making the bracha on for Havdalah. So just to like take it back for a second to what we said about Shabbos, that if you take a candle and you carry it out of a Rishus HaYachad, out of a private domain, yes, when you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, there's a new flame lit there, but the old flame is still in there also. Somehow, like in the fire that's burning, you still have the mixture of the old also. So that's why you'd be chayav for caring, because you're taking it from one Rishus to the other. Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't we say that when a non-Jew lights another non-Jew's candle, we said that you're not able to make a brach on it. Why don't we say that you can make a brach on it? Because even though there's Isser, but there's also new flame being born right now that the Jew's doing, and he should be able to use that. So Gemara says, you're right, really you could do it. The reason why we say that you can't do it is gzeira mishum nachri rishon v'amad rishon. The reason why we say you shouldn't do it is because we're afraid of the first guy that lit it and the first flame that was there. So it's really better not to do it. But you're right. Al-Pi Halacha, really, because there's this new flame in there, you really would be able to do it. But because you still have, like, it was non-Jew, the whole thing was done by non-Jews that was going on. So because that's there, so it's just Xeria that they said that you can't do it. But really, Al-Pi Halacha, you would be able to do it. Okay, next Mara says, Tan Rabbanan. Again, right now we're trying to come up with the concept of when can you make a bracha on a candle, and the overriding theme on this amud is that as long as the candle is being lit for illumination, then you're able to make the bracha on it. If it was being lit for another reason, then you're not able to. This is going to be the same thing with besamim. This besamim, when we get to the bracha besamim also on this amud, it's going to be as long as the besamim was there to create a good smell, then you're going to be able to make a brach on it. If it was there for other reasons, which the Gemara will go into, then you're not going to be able to do it. So that's just like the concept to keep in mind as we go through these cases. So Tan Rabbana, the Rabbana learned in a Braisa. Hay mahalach chutz l'krach. If someone was walking outside the city on a Matzah Shabbos, v'ra'or, and he sees that there's a flame coming from the city, and he wants to make a brach barim ari ha'esh. So imrov nachrim, if most of the city is non-Jewish, and a mevarach, you're not able to make a bracha. And imrov Yisrael, mevarach, but if most of the city is Jewish, then you are able to make a bracha. So, the Gemara says, haguf akasha, so I got a contradiction for you. We said the first part of the Braisa said, imrov nachrim, ein mevarach, that if most of the people are non-Jews, then you're not able to make a bracha. What does that indicate? Ha mechza mechza mevarach. But it indicates that only if the majority of the people are non-Jewish, then you can't make a bracha. But if it's 50-50, you would be able to. V'hadar tani, and then we learned in the Braisa continued and said, imrov Yisrael mevarach, that if most of the city is Jewish, then you could make a bracha. But if it was 50-50, you would not be able to make a brach on it. So it's a contradiction, one or the other. And by the way, you see this all the time. The Gemara uses this contradiction. It's like the Braisa said one thing, which is indicates that if it's 50-50, you can. And then one says 50-50, you can't. So that you see this pop up all the time. So Gemara says, that Gemara answers, but then who? That even if it's 50-50, you're also going to be able to make a brach on it. But since the first part of the Braisa learned that we were dealing, that if the city was mainly non-Jewish, Tana Sefer, Rov Yisrael, so therefore it said Rov Yisrael, but really 50-50, you would be able to make a bracha on the flame that you see from there. Okay, next Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, if a person was outside of the city on a Matzah Shabbos, v'ra tinok v'avuka b'yado, and he sees a little kid walking, and he's got a torch in his hand. So he wants to make a bracha, bari marish, is he able to or not? So Gemara says, bodik achrov, you got to check after the kid. Im Yisrael, who, if the kid is a Jew, then you're able to make a brach on it. And im Nachrihu and Mavarach, but if he's a non-Jew, you're not able to make a brach on him. Because again, we assume that there was no Shavas, there was no resting for the flame that was taking place. So Gemara says, my ir Yatinok, why do you have to say that you saw a kid carrying around the torch? Afilu gadol nami, the same halacha would apply if it was an adult. You see an adult carrying a torch, check. If the adult is Jewish, you can make a bracha. If the adult is not Jewish, you don't make a bracha. Why do you have to say they were talking about a little kid? So Mara says, Amrav Yudam Arav, we're talking about that it was right after Shkia on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos. So gadol mochacha milsa divadei nachrihu. If you see an adult carrying a flame, you for sure you know that he's not Jewish, because a Jew Shabbos is not over until Tzeis, right? Until the stars come out. Shkia is just sunset. That's not when you're able to do anything. So if you see an adult carrying a torch, then we say for sure the person's not Jewish, because if he was Jewish, he wouldn't be carrying a torch. So, but if it was a child, then Amr Yisrael, who it's possible the kid's it's a Jew, and Ikri Vanakid, and he took the, you know, kids are, you know, like, You know, what time Shabbos is over? Shabbos is over in 20 minutes. So for them, 20 minutes is 2 minutes later. That's 20 minutes. They don't have a concept of time, and they don't understand the whole concept necessarily of Shki and Tzei. It's like they just say, oh, it's nightfall, so I'm able to do Malach already. So therefore, check and see. If the kid's carrying it, and he's a Jew, then you're able to make Barei Mara'esh on it. And if he's not Jewish, then he wouldn't be able to. Although, I'm just thinking of this, and I don't have an answer. If the whole reason is because you have to have a flame that was resting on Shabbos, and if a Jewish kid accidentally lit a torch after Shkia on Shabbos, that really was lit be'isra. It was not resting. So I'm not sure why I'd be able to make a bracha on that if he was Jewish, because.
Let's say he didn't light it. It was already burning. You still have the same problem.
Not necessarily, because we said that if you had like a lantern that was lit, you know, before Shabbos, then you can use that lantern after Shabbos, so that wouldn't be a problem. But maybe it's talking about that he just grabbed a torch that was already lit.
Yeah,
that must be it. So that's it, right? So that's it. That is the pshat. He grabbed a torch that was already lit, so therefore it's not a problem for Shavas. The only question is it a Jew or a non-Jew? And then once you find out, then you're able to do it. Okay, good, very good. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, the next case was brought down. If someone's going outside the city on a Matzah Shabbos, and he sees a fire. If the fire is like very thick, like the opening of a furnace, and this is talking about that they used to have stones that they would burn to produce lime. So they would have these big flames that were going on in the ovens. So if you see this big kind of flame, then you're able to make a brach on it. But if not, then you're not able to make a brach on it. Because again, the question is going to be, so Gemara is going to explain now, was the flame lit to burn the stones, or was the flame lit to give illumination? So if it's to give illumination, you can make a brach on it. If the main purpose of the flame was to burn the stones, then you would not be able to make a brach on it. So Gemara says, Tani Chada, Ar Shel Kivshan, Mivarach on Alav. We learned that if you have this big fire of a furnace, you could make a brach on it. The Tanya Edech and another Brisa taught, Eim Avarach Nalav, you can't. So what's it talking about? It depends. When did you see this big fire burning? If it was at the very beginning of the time, you know, like they had just started the process, then there's no question that the reason why they lit this big fire was so that they could burn the stones to produce the lime. So therefore, you cannot make a bracha on that fire, because that is not a fire that was lit for illumination. That was a fire that was lit for another purpose, in order to create this flames that you needed in order to burn the stones. But if it was at the end of the process and you had the big flame, so at that point already, they don't need to have the big fire anymore for burning, because the stones already are mainly burnt off to produce the lime. Don't ask me how you produce lime from stones. I don't know that, okay? I don't know that. I don't know how that works. But if it's at the end of the process, then if you see the big flames, so then you could say, okay, they're keeping the fire going because of illumination, and you'd be able to make a bracha on it. Mara says, what seems to be a contradiction. Again, Tani Chada, one Braisa learned, Ar Shel Tanur V'Shel Kiraim, if you have the fire of a oven or of a Kira. A Kira was a rectangular type of stove. It was a small stove that had like two openings in on the top, and you'd be able to put pots on the top of these two holes that they had there. So if you have the flames of a stove or of a Kiraim, which is just a smaller type stove, then Mevarach Nalav, you could make a bracha on it. V'tanya Idachem Mevarach Nalav. Another one says you can't do it. So what's the answer? Are you able to or not? Rav says, Lokasha, like we said before, Habetchila Habesof, it depends. If it's in the beginning, we're talking about that you're not able to do it because it's at the beginning of the cooking or baking process. So at that point, you're not able to make a bracha on it because, again, it's not used for illumination. It's used so you could bake or cook. But if it's at the end of it, then we're talking about a fire that was lit at the end of the process. That's being used for illumination at that point, and then you would be able to do it. Next, Gemara says, Tanakhada, Ar Shel Beis HaKnesset, Shel Beis HaMedrash. If you have the light that was lit inside of a shul or inside of a Beis Medrash, so then you are able to, Mevarach Nalav, you could make a bracha on it. V'tanya Idachem Mevarach Nalav, and the other one says you're not able to make a bracha on it. So again, it's a contradiction. Are you able to, and again, remember, they didn't have electricity in those days, so everything was, they would have candles that would be lit up in the shul or in the Beis Medrash. So what does this one say that you could make a bracha, one says you can't make a bracha? Mara says, Lokasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha-de-ika Adam Chashev, ha-de-lak Adam Chashev. It depends. If the shul has an important person that's in there, then they didn't put the light in there because They wanted to light up the room. They put the light in there in honor of the important person that's there, in honor of the Talmid Chacham that's there. So they lit it up so it would look very nice. So then you can't make a bracha on that because, again, that's not used for illumination. That's being used so you can honor the person that was there. And the one that says, the brisa that says you could make a bracha when you see the light in the base medrash or the base haknas is talking about that there was no Adam Chashev there. So therefore, the light that's in there was obviously put there for illumination, and you're able to make a bracha of Barim Arei Ha'esh. Really, both cases could be talking about where you had an important person that was in the shul. Lokash, and there's not a contradiction. Hadika chazana, hadalaka chazana. That it depends. If you had a shamish that was eating, that who would stay, he would eat and he would sleep in the you know, maybe not necessarily in the shul itself, but like in an anteroom that was right there. So if the one that said you can't make a bracha is talking about that there was no one there. So therefore, it was not there for illumination. It was there because you wanted to, there was a light on for it, maybe security they had the light on. But if you had a chazi, if you had a shamish that was like living in the shul, so then obviously if they have the lights on in there, that's because it's where he's living. So he needs illumination, so he's going to be able to see where he is, so you would be able to make a bracha on it. V'ibay seima, and if you want, you can get another answer. Havaha dika chazana, both cases could be talking about where you had a shamish that was living in the shul. Lokasha, hadika sahira, one is talking about where there was a moon that was outside. So if the moon was outside, you're able to see by the light of the moon. You're able to see by the light of the moon, you could see that was enough illumination. So if there was a light in the shul that was not for illumination, that was again for another reason. Maybe they had it for security. V'hadaleka sahara, and the other one where it says that there was no moonlight, and when there's no moonlight, then you would have it that it was obviously they had the candles burning in the shul because they needed it for illumination, and you can make a bar ma'ariha ha'esh. That's the one piece of Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. They were sitting in the base medrash Matzah Shabbos. And they brought the candle before them. That each person is supposed to make his own bracha of barim arei ha'esh. Beis Hillel says that one person should make the bracha for everyone, which is what we do now. And the reason why Hillel says is because mishum shenamar berov am hadras melech, that the more people that you have, the more glorious it is for the king. That if you see that a king is walking in and you see that one person is doing something for everyone, like, and everyone's responding together, that's more, you know, it's a thunderous reply that's going on. So that's really showing respect and honor to the king. So therefore, Beis Hillel says that you should have one person should make for everybody, and Beis Shammai says that each one does for himself. So Gemara says, Bishlama Beis Hillel Mefarashi Taima. Beis Hillel gave an explanation for the reason why they say that one person makes for everyone, because Barov Am Hadras Melech, because it's more covered for the king when you have more people together doing it, it's more thunderous. But Ela Beis Shammai my time. What's the reason the Beis Shammai says that each person makes a bracha for himself? So Gemara says, Kasari ne bitl Beis Medrash, they're worried about the bitl Torah that's going to be going on in the Beis Medrash. Because, first of all, if one person does it for everyone, so everyone's going to stop their learning. And then it's not that just that everyone's going to stop to answer a main. Like once they stop, they're going to say, hey, how was your Shabbos? Did you have any company this week? You know, whatever. They're going to start schmoozing with each other. So it's going to be a bittul Torah that's going to be going on. So they say, better just like each person, instead of everyone taking a break at once, and then there's just going to be like a big schmooze fest going on, let each person just make the bracha for himself when they get the candle. Tani Nami Hachi. That in Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Medrash, they did not say merape. What does merape mean? It means bitul Beis Medrash because bitul Beis Medrash. There's a famous thing that I think the Gilyon HaShas brings it down, that it used to be in the olden days, people did not get sick and die. Just what would happen is a person would sneeze, and then that's it. They would die. The sneeze, gone. He's dead. So, and then Yaakov Avinu davened Hashem, and he said that, you know, it's better when you do it this way, people aren't able to do tshuva before they die. So better let someone get sick before he dies. That way they have an opportunity so that they can go and do tshuva for anything that they did wrong in their life. And then afterwards they'll die. So because of that, so the Gemara said that they would say merape, but it's the same thing as gesundheit, it's the same thing as God bless you, because it meant to life. It used to be when a person sneezed, he died. So now, when a person sneezes, we say, you know, Gesundheit, you should have life, because again, people used to die. So in Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Medrash, they didn't even stop to say Merapid. They didn't even stop to say Gesundheit, because they were afraid that that was going to cause the Bittul Torah. Okay, we will stop here and we will continue again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Rabbi Silber is not giving Sefer Chassidus, so we'll start at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.